Good morning and welcome to Brass Talk Sunday. I'm your host, Corey Lane, producer, technical operator, Dennis Johnson. And this Brass Talk Sunday, we are looking at the whole concept of online school and full online school. We're looking at the advantages and the possible problems that some of you may be facing or anxieties that you may have, and we're looking to bring the possible solutions and quell them in the interim. So this morning we have a panel made up of persons suitable and really able to answer your questions and queries. But before we do so, as usual, when we put the promos out for these ads, many of you get in contact with us and share some of your concerns. Now, some of these concerns are really suitable for separate programs, different programs, and may require different formats. But at the outset of this program, I want to lay the foundation of where we're heading today and beyond today. Now, some of you reached out to me and you wanted us today to look at the whole idea of some of the challenges posed by technology, screen time, and all the different studies that some of you sent to me in terms of the what being on devices and isolated can do, and depression and all the different things that you would have discussed with me. And I believe that that is suitable for a separate program, and we will seek to mount that in the not too distant future. Again, if we cast our mind back to when free bus fares were introduced and the late Prime Minister Thompson talking about matters of national security, at the time being a skeptic, but now looking back and now looking at the present, we see an increase, or I see in some other work I'm doing, an increase in drug rings and sex rings when we have so many young people out of school. And I understand a little bit more of what he was talking about in the past. And some of you see some message going around. And as someone that has a number of these people on my council list, I can tell you it's a very serious and real danger. And that too, I believe, should be dealt with in a separate program. And it should be dealt with because we sweep a lot of these things under the carpet as a society. And the third one sent to me by some technology gurus, as I would call them, is this whole idea of internet and high-speed internet, which we believe that we may be getting that, you know, the information they're saying suggests that we may not be getting. It has to do with the type of cable fiber optics and all type of things that I am no expert in by any stretch of any imagination. But that too can be dealt with in a separate program. But it may be linked into some of the issues that we may see going forward. Like when you have some schools with over 180 students to put on a platform at any particular time, can the bandwidth and the internet be able to handle it? And I double checked with one of the IT persons from one of the secondary schools, and they confirm that this is a challenge. So these are issues periphery to the issues that we'll be dealing with today, and we can deal with them on a separate occasion. But I just wanted to start at the outset that we are aware of the multiplicity of issues that transforming from face-to-face in-person teaching to online teaching can pose. But today we want to deal with more the issues of each child having access to devices, internet, electricity, all the things that are necessary, and the teachers being prepared to deliver. And a very important component, parents being able to supervise, manage, and organize that their children and their wards will be supervised and taken care of and not left behind. So to have us discuss the whole issue of the full online school, we have a panel starting from the Ministry of Education, Technological and Vocational Training, Permanent Secretary Betty Allen Headley, Chief Education Officer Joy Adamson. We're expected to be joined by the Barbados National PTA Secretary Treasurer Janice Lawrence Chandler. But we have with us Miss Nicola Jones. She is in her 25th year of teaching, started September 1996, and she's Erdiston trained. She has two beautiful daughters, age 16 and 14. In her downtime, she likes to read, spend time outside, particularly in the garden and going to the beach. We also have Miss Ashid Aline. She's a wife, a mother of two, and an educator. She is a trained teacher for the past 18 years. She teached at both the primary and secondary level, primary for 11 years, secondary for 7 years. She has a bachelor in elementary education and psychology from Pace University in New York. And she's currently teaching 3 different subject areas at the secondary level. She says she enjoys her job and career choice as a teacher. And as I said earlier, we have Janice Lawrence Chandler. She's representing the Barbados National Parent Teachers Association. She is the secretary treasurer, and she's also a past president of the for the PTA at the Alexandra School. I want to welcome you ladies to this Brass Tacks Sunday, looking at the online school. I really want to start, though, with Permanent Secretary Betty Aline Headley, looking at the whole idea of our preparedness, and particularly when it comes to things like the devices, and as the minister said, leaving no child behind. So I want to say good morning and welcome to Miss Aline Headley, and I want you to speak to our listeners and start this program off looking at where we're going from tomorrow, I should say. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning to you, Corey. Thanks for having me. Good morning to Dennis Johnson and the rest of the panel. Good morning, Barbados. Yes, Corey, this is a sticking point for everybody, not only for the schools, but also for the government of Barbados in ensuring that each child has a device who can access on an online platform. We want to say that the government of Barbados, from the beginning of last year, from around March last year, when we recognized that COVID was in Barbados, we had to immediately put ourselves in a position that online instruction would now become the future of schools. It wasn't only for schools, but it is for the general operation of ministries itself. And I want to say that with that in mind, the government of Barbados would have made a provision of a few million dollars to be able to purchase devices from Kenya. These are about approximately 21,000 devices. But Corey, the challenge with that is that the distance between Kenya and Barbados, it's a long distance. That's one. Two, the other challenge is getting all the logistics in place in terms of ensuring that contracts, the authenticity of persons, signatures, and all that. So it's a to and fro between the Solicitor Generals in both countries. That's Kenya and Barbados. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind and the delays and so on, we would have also had the Google Tech Drive in place where we would have asked Barbados, and not only Barbados, but the diaspora, US, Britain, and so on, to be able to assist the government of Barbados in providing laptops and tablets to children. Now, the aim was to have at least 10,000 laptops. We were able to achieve approximately between 8,000 and 9,000, which left us with a deficit of approximately 1,140. So with that in mind, in terms of the deficit, and as well as the delays in getting the laptops from Kenya, the government of Barbados then sought to put an alternative mechanism in place where we only last week sought to purchase locally in Barbados at almost just over 9,000 devices. Now, these 9,000 devices are broken down into laptops and tablets, and they also include some Wi-Fi, some Mi-Fi, if that's the correct word. In other words, for children to be able to have, those that don't have internet access, to be able to have access, to be able to get onto Google Drive. So that we are currently working on, and we expect that deliveries would start from tomorrow. Approval by the cabinet was late last week. So we have on island, we do have some, but there are some that are yet to still come into Barbados, and we hope to have those in Barbados within an approximate 2 weeks.
Okay, excellent. Just even listening to you, I am reminded, I didn't put it in the beginning because I wanted to get down to brass tacks, but I always have to reiterate the point when I thank you, the officials, for coming and being part of these types of discussions, because in the absence of facts, as they say, rumors abound or suspicion abound. But when you have the officials, and I want to thank you, I believe it's your duty to come and speak to the public. But in from my experience, I still feel the need to thank the officials when they come forward and bring this information, because if you don't, there are lots of people who have not a clue, not an idea. They get and they start, and then the rumor mill, it goes. It starts as a snowball at the top of a very, very high ice hill. And then by the time it gets to the bottom, you get the avalanche of misinformed and uninformed comments. And therefore, that is why it's important to have programs like these mounted so that we can get some of the official information. So I'm very glad to have you and have that explanation. Some questions will come out of that, but I just want to move along to the Chief Education Officer in terms of her expectations come tomorrow, notwithstanding what you would have said, yes. So good morning and welcome, Chief Education Officer Joy Adamson.
Good morning. Thank you, Corey. Happy New Year to you and to the members of the panel. Happy New Year to Barbados. Now, in December, we had a press conference at the Ministry of Education led by the Honorable Santia Bradshaw, where we were aiming to go back to school face-to-face. That was the plan. And then things changed. And the Ministry of Health and Wellness advised us that all schools should start online. We delayed for a week and a half, and we are starting public schools on the 18th of January. I'm aware that some private schools started last week. Now, training, therefore, had to be organized very quickly to bring our teachers up to speed, and therefore, we started with our ITCs, Erdiston Teachers Training College. They would have put on several programs over the last week and a half, and these programs will continue, open to both ITCs and teachers. Principals met with their teachers and they made adjustments to the timetables and schedules. They've held meetings, and they've held meetings also with parents as to the way forward. Now, the ministry, we worked with the unions, the principal associations, to compile a booklet which is entitled Guidelines for Online Teaching, which would have been released late last week. And it is on our website, the ministry's website, www.mes.gov.bb, for all to peruse. And these guidelines speak to the role of the ministry, the role of the principal and teachers, and the role of the parent and student. They're tips on curriculum, tips on assessment, and approaches for special ed and the nursery classes. You spoke earlier, Corey, in your opening about different topics that we have to have moving forward, and not really for this afternoon. But I want to stress that we too are concerned about the psychosocial support that would be needed for our teachers, for our students, and even for some of the parents. So there is also a section in the guidelines on that. The parents, I want to stress here to all listening parents and guardians, we want you to ensure that your students, those with devices, log on. We want you to let them understand that face-to-face and online should be treated the same way. So when you're in an online classroom, you should be giving respect to your peers and your teachers. You should be taking this seriously. So in our booklet, we would have outlined certain things that we expect students to do. And I can share some of those later on as we move on. But we want parents to give us that support. Let persons understand that online should be equated to face-to-face. Now, the PS spoke about students, our quest to get everybody with a device so that no child is left behind. And if your child does still, or your ward still does not have a device, we have a help desk at the ministry, 535-0821. We have a survey on our ministry's website that persons can go to where they can fill out, in addition to schools also submitting information. So if you want to go onto that website and indicate that your child or ward does not have a device, you can go to the ministry, mes.gov.bb, look under what's happening, complete the e-learning survey, and persons have already started to complete that survey. Now, PS also mentioned that we are getting devices for teachers. And we are in the process of surveying all of our teachers to see what device they're currently using in this e-learning platform as a means to retool them. So laptops will be purchased for teachers as well. And emails have been sent to all of our teachers. And if they have not seen that email, they can check with their ITC or their principal. And persons have already started to put that information into the ministry. Now, there's also a question about exams and how will the Common Entrance look, the Barbados Secondary School Entrance Exam, and what about CXC? We're going to continue to discuss this. Now, when we met in December, we stated then that we will delay the 11 plus for about 7 weeks. But I want persons to be reassured, the Ministry of Education, we have control over that date. And therefore, if there's a need for us to even push that further, we can do that. Further discussions will have to be ongoing as it relates to CXC. We are reaching out to the unions. We know that there's some parents with some concerns and there's some teachers with some concerns. So during the next week and a half, we'll be also given further information as it relates to CXC. I also want to stress here, Corey, that we are aware that our nursery schools, the majority of the persons currently in our nursery schools would not have been in nursery schools for the lockdown during the last time, unless it was an infant school. And therefore, there's a need for the teachers and the parents to have some level of orientation. So they're using this week to make sure that persons understand how they're supposed to operate. And persons have been asking, they've been calling the ministry last week as it relates to private preschools. Now, the directive from the Ministry of Health was that all schools should be online. So we know that there is a cry for those preschools to go back in. So discussions would have to be held and they will be starting next week with the Ministry of Health as it relates to that. We will have to have meetings with our nursery school principals and teachers to see if we can have that phased re-entry of the nursery school, because we know it will be challenging for parents. And CBC has agreed, we've had discussions with them as it relates to Sesame Street programming, and it will be starting that from tomorrow between 8 and 9, and then that program will repeat it daily between 3 and 4. So that should at least keep some of our nursery students occupied. And the last thing I want to stress here, Corey, last time we were in lockdown, our students were very sedentary. All of us would have been very sedentary. We need to realize that exercise is very important. And therefore we are working to put out some public service announcements about the importance of play, the importance of exercising, even in this online environment. So those are my opening comments.
I want to thank you, PS, and you, Chief Education Officer. I can see you have your hands or your finger on the pulse. You know the issues. You spoke about the devices, the laptops, the exams, down to even Sesame Street. So I think we Producer, I think we covered it. Everybody can have a good day. We could call it a day here. I think that y'all definitely would have heard a lot of the queries. And why I say this is because you would have answered a number of questions sent to us before the program, after the ad was played. But in all seriousness, we'll turn over to some of the other panelists here. We're going to start with from the Barbados National PTA. We want to hear from the parents and then we'll speak to the teachers so we can hear everyone's concerns and expectations. So I want to say good morning and welcome to Janice. Good morning and welcome. You're on the air.
Good morning, Corey, and to the Chief Education Officer and the PS and all other persons on the panel. Happy New Year to all of you. I am very pleased to hear of the information that the PS have given us earlier. It is very relevant because most of the positive information out there right now is a bit discouraging. But having known now it's out there that the Ministry of Education has purchased the laptops, and also from the Chief Education Officer that they obviously would be looking at retooling those areas that teachers can be effective, you know, it brings hope. It brings hope to the whole thought of going back to school and teaching. Let me see here though, that's the best thing right now for our children and wards, and therefore, as a National Council of Parents Teachers Association, we are in agreement to work with the ministry, with the teachers, to see that our children are successful. The thing is that we have, as organization, to encourage the parents. It's a new dimension, it's going differently, but however, I know that parents are out to school and it's difficult to manage your children or wards, especially if you're working and there's no adult person in the home. So there's areas for us as Parents Teachers Associations to also retool our parents into actively and effectively guiding the children, especially when they might just have a big brother or whatever on the premise, to make sure that they do what they're supposed to do. That's something that I would put on the table. That's an area that our associations need to work on. There are some parents, however, who across the spectrum is supportive. They are very supportive of the online school because the consensus is that, you know, the option is to either, when you go there, are the children doing what they're supposed to do in, you know, washing their hands, keeping on their mask. And especially with those tiny ones, sometimes it can be a little bit difficult and challenging to monitor them. So having them home would be the best next thing. But however, we as parents, we also would need to put in place the measures that would make the online school successful. So that's my say for now in regards to do as a Parents Teachers Association to assist the ministry in that regard and the teachers.
Okay, when we come you or you get your next opportunity, I want you to speak about contact information to the National PTA Council, because I have some WhatsApps that the producer is sending to me on that, but we'll come back to that because that's about a 5-part message that we are going to look at.